Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Welcome indeed today to We Sing Our Faith. Welcome to the fourth Sunday of Advent. And in just a few days, we will begin the Christmas season. What an absolute joy this Advent season has been. You know, I had time at home. I had time out doing missions for Advent with my husband, which was amazing to have both of us traveling together again with the ministry. I felt like Christmas came early. It was wonderful. And then to be focused on this fourth Sunday of Advent and the beauty of God's love. That first week, we started off with that hope, you know, that we would have hope in God. And we moved into peace and praying for his peace to overcome so many things that have been happening in our world. And then last week, as we focused on joy, and if you remember those three letters, J-O-Y, Jesus, others, then you, or ourself, right? And as we enter into this time now of this fourth Sunday of Advent and focused on that word love, it is an amazing thing when we contemplate the love of God and that our church affords us this beautiful opportunity to take time with each of these themes of Advent, but in a very specific way on this weekend as we move from peace, hope, and joy to that fruition of God's love embodied in the person of Jesus Christ. He came as a baby, of course, and that's what we will celebrate later this week as we enter into the Christmas season. But beyond that baby in the manger, he grew up and he loves us so much that he did not leave us alone, but remains with us in the pure love of the Eucharistic embrace. So this weekend, wherever you are listening, and I gave this challenge yesterday morning on Morning Joy during the segment of Truth Notes of Truth with Julie Carrick, that the best gift that you can give yourself this Advent and Christmas would be the beautiful gift of reconciliation. If it's been a while since you've gone to that beautiful healing sacrament, do so before Christmas. Have that opportunity to have your soul prepared and ready to receive the Lord, to receive him in fullness of love when you approach that altar on Christmas to receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, this incredible act of love that Jesus did for us. And so our first song today, we're going to kind of segue between Advent and then move into Christmas because we'll be celebrating that before we chat next weekend. And so I want to go to a song by Josh Blakesley. And he is one of the Oregon Catholic Press composers. And I love this project where it really allows us the beauty of Advent and Christmas. And this is his song, Love Has Captured the Night.
Love laid in a lowly manger, love has come to sleep. Love a child and a redeemer, Jesus born this day.
For a humble birth.
Jesus Christ the Lord. Shepherds, earthly father, wise men from the east, a holy mother sweetly singing to the Prince of Peace. Come, oh come and sing, Jesus Christ the King.
Thank you, Josh. What a beautiful song. I love that phrase, just even in the title of the song, before we got into all of that amazing lyric, love has captured the night. God's love has permeated the darkness of our world. He has given us such an amazing gift that we focus in on this fourth Sunday and make our way toward the beauty of Christmas beginning in just a few days. And what an amazing gift it is. Now, before we go too much further, I want to share again the prayer for the fourth week of Advent. As I mentioned again on Morning Joy, it was not my intent to write a prayer every single week of Advent, but I am amazed at how the Holy Spirit has just guided and directed this, and that each one kind of built on the next. And so wherever you are listening today, let's pray together. Loving Father, as this holy season of Advent draws to its fullness, we thank you for the gifts you have placed before us. Hope that anchors us, peace that steadies us, and joy that rises from knowing you are near. We fix our eyes upon your Son, Jesus Christ, love made flesh. He came among us in humility. He grew in obedience and grace. And he loves us so completely that he gave his life for our salvation, yet chose not to leave us alone. In the quiet miracle of the Eucharist, he remains with us. Pure love in a living embrace, nourishing our souls and drawing us ever closer to his heart. Prepare us now, Lord, to receive you worthily on Christmas Day. Cleanse our hearts, awaken our faith, and teach us to love you in return, not only with our words, but by lives shaped by your commandments and hearts attentive to your presence. May hope, peace, and joy remain within us, and may love guide all we do as we welcome Christ anew and walk with him each day. Amen. You know, when I was penning that, and I came to that first part where it says, as the holy season of Advent draws to its, we almost want to use the word close, but it doesn't close. It's a fullness that is revealed as we draw into this word of love, or as we know, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God and God in him. And so this fourth Sunday of Advent directly leads us to the fullness that we are going to experience in the Eucharistic embrace because of who came, because of Christ coming, taking on our flesh. Now, before we go any further, I want to go to the next piece of music. And this is from Robert Feduca and Sarah Hart. and it's the song Christ the Lord. As you listen to the lyric of this song, as our kind of our final Advent song as we move closer toward Christmas, hear the words in this and see where your heart is. So again, from Robert Feduca and Sarah Hart, Christ the Lord. Gratitude to OCP as well for letting us share the music of these wonderful Catholic recording artists each week on the program. And for information about all of us, me, your host, Julie Carrick, as well as the other artists whose music we share, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org is the site. And the other place that I kind of want to send you to today to get some beautiful music, my music under Julie Carrick, and it's the project Come to the Manger, which is all of the beautiful Advent and mostly Christmas music. I want to make sure that you have that in your hands as we begin the Christmas season. And so if you go to Amazon Music and just look for Julie Carrick and the project Come to the Manger, you're going to have some amazing Christmas music to share in your house and throughout the entire Christmas season. As we continue today, I want to go to one of my songs, and it is the one entitled Creation, Receive Your King. As we are readying our homes, as we are making ready in these final days of Advent, our homes prepared and readied for Christmas, take a look outside. And especially those of you who are in the northern half of the country, take a look outside and see the beauty of the snow. See the beauty of the frost on your windows in the morning and realize that creation herself, the creator of all that is beautiful on this earth, from God our creator, who allows creation, his creation, to also give witness to the beauty of who God is. And in something so simple as frost, we see our Creator's hand at work as our world is preparing to receive the Son of God in Bethlehem in just a few days. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, creation, receive your King.
And snow, bless the Lord. the Lord.
Love singing that one. And I know last week when we shared a bit more about that story and how we share our stories of faith, my sweet Aunt Lenita, I am so grateful to have been with her in her passing. And this weekend, we have kind of a sad announcement within our family. And yet I can't be sad for my cousin Jenny because she is making her way home to the Lord. And just this week, she has passed into new life. Just days before Christmas. Not expected, but she is an amazing woman of faith, and she loves the Lord, and how she loves to sing his praise. This summer, when we were home visiting Michigan, as we do each year, Jenny was the one who brings out the guitars and sets up the portable keyboard and actually sets up a sound system in this wonderful area that they set up every year for the family reunion. And she would just be singing the praise of God. What a joy. And so today I want to include a song that as the angels sing the praise of God, as the choirs of angels invite us to lift our voices and to join with them, I want to sing a very special rendition of Angels We Have Heard on High. And this is my daughter, Heidi Glaze, who we've had on the program before as she is beginning a beautiful new focus within ministry. But her voice is blessed, and her heart is blessed to be joyful in the Lord. No matter what is happening in life, you will find a joy in this woman's heart. And so from me, your host, Julie Carrick, along with my beautiful daughter, Heidi Glaze, our rendition of Angels We Have Heard on High.
Gloria, angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Glory. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why these songs of happy cheer? What great brightness did you see? What glad tidings did you hear? In love we praise, Gloria in excelsis.
Love those fa-la-las and the beauty and the joy of singing the praise of God. In Advent, we take this time of quiet, we take the time of prayer, we take the time of preparation as we focus on those beautiful gifts of hope and peace and joy and love, and we don't keep it bottled up. Once we have taken this time to prepare, we want to let it out. We want to start sharing the beauty of the truth of who has come into our world. Jesus Christ, Savior and King, Messiah, and Emmanuel, God with us. And as we know, he was born in Bethlehem to fulfill so many aspects of the scriptures that foretold him. And to know that he, the Lamb of God, was born in Bethlehem, which translates to house of bread. It is no coincidence that the Lamb of God, who would come and share his life for us, to give his life for us, was born in a humble place, Bethlehem, house of bread, and laid in that manger. And again, not by coincidence, but by a divine plan, that he would be laid in the manger, which in Latin, manducate, translates to take and eat. That very first invitation to be receiving him in the fullness of grace in the Eucharistic banquet. Manducate, take and eat. So the song that I want to share with you now is that song, Manducate. As I pondered that word, manger, and the beautiful invitation to a deeper and more just fulfilled understanding of what it means to live a Eucharistic life, to be in the fullness of that embrace. That is where this song comes from. So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, Manducate.
Manducate, Jesus, fill me. Manducate, come receive. Manducate, life eternal, take and eat the living bread. In Bethlehem, the house of bread, was born the Lamb of God. Come and see the newborn King, resting in the manger, in the manger. Manducate, as Mama Mary laid you down,
ready to be laid in the manger.
Singing that one. It is intentionally very heartfelt that we begin in the manger, and we have that scene of Mama Mary holding this precious newborn son of hers. Yes, of hers. You know, so many times we have Protestant brothers and sisters who are really wondering, and quite frankly, in many ways, very much anti-Mary, because they don't understand. They don't understand the love that God has so intently for her, that from the moment of her conception, she had already been redeemed. She had already been spared that original sin, because God knew her heart, and he knew that she would give and live that perfect yes. And then we find the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. Her name is Mary. Her name is Mary. Wherever you're listening today, hold on to her name and realize as the mother of Jesus Christ, chosen before the foundation of the world, knowing that God would come to redeem us as Jesus Christ. And the way that Mary cooperated with the beautiful Holy Spirit, that person of the Trinity, of whom she conceived and 9 months later gave birth to Jesus Christ in Bethlehem, and now holds him, her infant baby, in her arms. What an amazing gift for all of us to peer into the window of that stable and to witness a mother's love. And then to know that her son would grow up and be the Redeemer of the world. And to watch her throughout his life, and we hear it in Scripture, as she journeyed alongside of him and his 12 for those 3 years of public ministry, where he said he would give his life and then did. And after those horrific days of just that trial of knowing that her son had been crucified, taken down from that cross, laid in her lap, as she patiently waited for the fulfillment of his word of resurrection. And he did. He did resurrect from the dead and opened wide the doors of salvation of heaven for us to pass through. Her life is such an amazing thing to witness. And so this story, this song, Mandukate, takes us on that journey of his birth, of his being raised, of his passion and death and resurrection after fulfilling the beauty in that upper room where he gave us the Eucharistic banquet that we continue to share today. I love singing it. It's one of those pieces that even as I sing it, I have to kind of push back the tears, because it's his entire story that began in such a humble place with such a majestic king and such a beautiful mother and such a worthy stepfather as Saint Joseph, the one who stayed by Mary's side, even though the world may have thought he crazy for believing the story of this infant being born of a virgin. And yet that is the truth and the fulfillment of the scripture foretold by the prophet Isaiah. What a magnificent gift these beautiful saints are, our beautiful Mother Mary and Saint Joseph. And they, between the two of them and Jesus Christ, that third person within their holy family, the beauty of that holy family that began their life so simply in Bethlehem. And then what a journey they took. And all I can think of is that for that time that they were in Bethlehem, and the beauty of what happened in that simple stable, when the shepherds came to adore, when the angels came and sang the praise and the glorious hymn of joy over this newborn child before the difficulties of life began for them. What a magnificent way for us as Catholics, when we come to the beauty of who we receive in the Eucharist. This next song that I want to share with you, O Come All Ye Faithful. Yes, it's known as a Christmas song. And yes, it is one of those pieces of music that we so many times reserve for this time of year. But I pray that it becomes a song that you listen to daily, because it is what we are required to do in our life. O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. To come and to worship the newborn king, to come and adore him. If you, like my husband and I, have within your parish a beautiful place called the Adoration Chapel, a place where you can go any time of the day, in many places throughout the night, to be able to go and sit in the presence of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, to look through the window of that monstrance, and to realize that the precious body of Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, you are in the presence of God when you go into an adoration chapel. And how magnificent if when we enter into that space, we would sing that phrase, O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord, Christ the King, Christ, our Emmanuel, God with us. It is a magnificent, magnificent gift to be able to be in His presence. And so the rendition of this song, O Come All Ye Faithful, that I wish to share with you today, brings in yet my other daughter, Adel Stein, and her beautiful voice as she sings, and Heidi and I get to sing along as those voices behind her and adding our harmonies along with the beautiful joy that you will hear in her voice. So wherever you are listening today, from your host, Julie Carrick, and my daughters, Adel Stein and Heidi Glaze, our rendition of O Come All Ye Faithful. I love to sing with these incredible women. And again, I just, it's such a privilege to spend this time with all of you every week. And this Advent season has been a very special one. To be back with my husband, Kurt, doing the ministry full-time together not part-time as we had done for a couple of years, but full-time back together in ministry, and to have had some big feelings that we have really had to kind of go through in this past few months. As I shared early this year, we had such a privilege to foster the sweetest little baby and to have had him in our home for 9 months before he was reunified with his birth parents, and to feel that sense of loss almost. Well, it was a sense of loss as we had to let him go back to where he belongs. And we pray for them. We pray for that little family every day. We pray that they will become truly a holy family. We pray for family members' souls that have gone home to new life this year. My husband's sweet Aunt Mary, she passed in February, and to go and be with family as we honored her life and sent her well on her way to go to the Lord, to pray for the gentle and perfect repose of her soul. We continue to do as we do for all of our family members who have passed. And then just today, just this week, to watch our cousin Jenny go through the pain of a heart attack and then to die on Friday, to go to make her journey home to the Lord. It's been a lot. But in faith, we know that our precious Lord, Him who we love so much, is constantly with us in every one of these. And so the joys and the sorrows, the beauties and the labors, the things that we are allowed to experience, we give over into the beauty of the One who loves us so much. And so before our final song today, the final prayer, the prayer of fulfillment and mission, the prayer that moves us from Advent and into Christmas and beyond, I want to pray this one with you as well. Heavenly Father, with grateful hearts, we recognize the fulfillment of all your promises in Jesus Christ, our hope made flesh, our peace made present, our joy made complete, and love dwelling among us. In this holy mystery of Christmas, we behold the child of Bethlehem and adore the Lamb of God upon the altar. The Emmanuel, who came into the world, remains with us still, living, breathing, loving, and saving in the most holy Eucharist. Jesus, we receive you not as a passing moment, but as the center of our lives. We know that we know that we know you are with us in every step we take, in every season we enter, in every moment entrusted to us. As the church moves forward through the year, may we carry you within us, formed by your presence, strengthened by your grace, and sent forth to live what we have received. Mother Mary, our mother, our Mama, you who first welcomed Jesus into the world, teach us how to welcome him daily. From the quiet of the manger to the rhythm of ordinary life, draw us ever closer to your Son. Help us to trust, to listen, and to say yes, so that Christ may be formed in us. May the fulfillment we celebrate today become the mission we live tomorrow, until we see you face to face. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. And who is this child that we celebrate at Christmas? That's my favorite song at Christmas time. What child is this? So from me, your host, Julie Carrick, what child is this?
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds shepherd's watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. The babe, the son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean estate, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here. Nails, spears shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Again, I want to thank you for taking this time with me each and every week. It is such a privilege and a joy to spend this time with you. For information about all of the artists, our ministries, and how to have events of beautiful catechesis and music and evangelization brought to your parishes, please visit wesingourfaith.org. wesingourfaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874. Again, that number is 888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. And don't forget to take a quick look today on Amazon Music, for Julie Carrick, C-A-R-R-I-C-K, and the project Come to the Manger. I would love to spend time with you in your home sharing this music during the Christmas season. And now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
The family that prays together stays together. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly recently won a Gabriel Award for Best Radio Program. And it's easy to see why.
Hey, Adam and Debbie. Long-time fan, long-time listener. Thank you so much. I've always looked up to you. I follow you. And what changed my life, what really brought me back to being Catholic, was learning about spiritual warfare and how the enemy works. That really completed me. And I just really wanted to emphasize how much it means that you guys offer good catechesis on spiritual warfare. That's what changed me in my life. Growing up, there wasn't good catechesis or any catechesis at all on spiritual warfare. And that's what was lacking in my life. And when I figured that out, oh my gosh, I've been such a fan of yours. I've read every book. Thank you so much for the show and letting me call in.
The Spirit World with Debbie Giorgiani and Adam Bly fills a need for many Catholics just like this one. And what you hear on this show could very well change your life. Listen on Saturday mornings starting at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern.
On this episode of the National Catholic Geographic, we learn that once the human discovers Catholic radio on the GRN, it can't stop listening. It's drawn to the truth and knowledge of the Gospels and knows that without sending its monthly pledge to the GRN by logging on to grnonline.com and clicking on donate, being equipped with this knowledge so it can give a reason for the hope that lies within wouldn't be possible.
Hi, I'm Nick De La Torre, host of Morning Joy, where truth matters. Have you spent time in Eucharistic adoration during Advent yet? That idea came up on our show recently, and I think it could really be a game changer for you. That's the great thing about Morning Joy. God's got a surprise for us every morning. Listen to Morning Joy starting at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern, or subscribe to the Morning Joy podcast and listen anytime.
I wanted to look more into some of the questions. What about purgatory? What about Mary? What about the saints? I, of course, came across Catholic Answers. I was like, well, how can I listen to them? Like, I know they're online, but I mean, that's kind of annoying. Like, I want to just get in my car and listen to them. Like, oh, there's Catholic radio. And I wanted to learn more. I was like, I can't be in like a catechism class every hour of the day. It's like, be in the car, have it on radio, listen to things, and start learning more about the faith. It worked, and I'm Catholic now.
The Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul. Oh,